Hello, my fan friends. It's 9:01 on the 24th of April, 2024, of course, the year of our Lord, Chief of Creeft, and it's chapter 158, I believe. Wolfie, come here. You got to put a lead on. You can't just walk. Wolfie, come here. You can't just walk into the road. Are you crazy? Are you insane? You're a fool. Are you a stupid fool? Come on. Another stone clearing episode. You've waited a couple of months, then two arrive. It's like a really inefficient bus service, isn't it? So off we go. Heading up to who knows where, probably to the field. Probably to the Stoshan Wave, a life on the Stoshan Wave. Doopy doopy doo. Not much has happened since last week, you know, it's 5 days ago. Been clearing some stones, obviously. That goes without saying. And a lot of people emailing in, just so unhappy about the prospect of me moving home, possibly not coming to this particular station anymore. Please don't. So many emails. Don't worry, we'll find somewhere else if we don't do here. And, you know, the goal is to finish this field before we move on. It's good to finally have, you know, a deadline. I think maybe just the endless quality of it was making me think, yeah, I've got the rest of my life. Then, of course, halfway through this particular project, I discovered there was a possibility my life might be truncated. But I fought through. I fought cancer. I thought, I can't die. Think of the people who listen to the podcast. What would Branch Telegraph poll think if I died? How would they cope? And I don't know if it's a man or a woman or how they identify. So that's why I use they. It's not that hard, is it? How would rapeseed nettles? How would they email in all the time? Haven't read one of theirs out on air, I don't think. Anyway, I found a big stone, slightly off the field, but it's so big I've got to take it and put it in. It's on the Afronomicon. If the Afronomicon gods are offended by that, fuck them. Yeah, a little bit of spirit today. Why hast thou forsaken me, Afronomicon gods? Yeah, when all I've done for you. So you know, it'll be a similar journey to last time. Just the crops at a similar level. Similar amount of stones. I'm just there's a nice patch here just where there's no crop, and there's a lot of, I mean, you know, I know the size chart got used up to the small medium sort of thing. I mean, I would say these are the size of if Action Man were to wear some kind of Norman helmet. This would be about 3/4 of the size of that. So if you can imagine that, that's sort of the average stone around here, because of course the big stones have been largely cleared by, I don't want to toot my own stone trumpet, but I meet R.K. Herring, we'll be doing a wee. A couple of stones here just at the edge. Again, they're those sort of stones you sort of think, are they off, are they on? They're on the left-hand side of me already, which is, for a lot of stone clearers, that's the rule. So if it's on the left, it can be left. If it's on the right, that's not right. I'm amazed that's never come up before. If it's on the left, it can be left. If it's on the right, but you know, it depends where you're standing, don't it? And I always feel the ones that are on the left, just on the edge of the verge, rather than right tight against the wall, there's a danger they could. A rolling stone can gather no moss, but a rolling stone can also go back onto a field and then become a problem for future generations. We'll be doing a big poo now. I'm going to have to pick that one up, Wolves. You put me in a difficult position. It's sort of off the field. Again, this is an interesting poo. It's to the left, which would usually be a time to pick it up, but it's well off the pathway, so slightly annoying to have to get this one. I think I've managed to avoid getting poo on the handles. I'm going to just pop that one. Pick up a poo, pop it in your pocket. Don't forget it. Now here again, another good example. Actually, it's on my right because I'm standing on the verge, but it's on the left of the path. So, you know, that's a thing we haven't really talked about very much on this podcast, and that's why you have to keep listening. You might think, oh, I know it all now. Oh, stone clearing, what's that? Just pick up a stone, take it off the field. Well, I hope you're laughing as much as I am at that caricature there of someone who doesn't understand stone clearing. Nice there, that could be on the Fast Show or something. Oh, it's what? Is it? That could be Paul White. What is that, a carrot? Just stone clearing, you just pick up a stone, do you? Is that what you do? I think that could be... I think they might bring the Fast Show back. I might write to Bob Mortimer and say if he'll give that to Paul Whitehouse. Because I think that will give everyone a bit of a laugh in these difficult times, you know. And I know I take stone clearing very seriously. And I know I generally say this is not the place for jokes. But there's a little bit of, there's time for levity. You know, there's a time where even a stone clearer, not just on Stonecliff, McCriffmouth and Stone Easter, there's a time when a stone clearer just has to step back and go, oh, come on, let's have a little laugh. Admittedly, at the expense of people who don't understand stone clearing, never laugh at stone clearers. I've actually been the Hasselhoff in here a little bit. There's a nice big patch of where there's no crop. I found a bit of tile and I found what I would definitely call a medium stone, which we're not seeing so much of these days. And a couple of large, small ones. I'd say we're using the action man. The large one is sort of the size of the torso of an action man, almost the shape as well. The other ones. If the action man, what would this be in an action man? Well, there's a slate. If an action man had a house, that would be about a quarter of its roof. If an action man, that's like the size of an action man's torso, like a groinal area. This is, I don't know, it's hard to put this one in terms of an action man. It's an odd shape. There's a sort of, again, one probably action man head, squashed action man head, and then... If you've got an Action Man sentry box, this final one that I'm struggling to define via the Action Man scale. I think this will be the bottom of the sentry box, but maybe part of the dog's body. Action Man dog's sentry dog is by the side. It's like if you've been in Pompeii and petrified. It would be the bottom part of that. So there we go. I think we've... that's a nice haul. That's... you know, some people have been emailing in. Sunshine. Just looking for the email. I know when the first name was Sunshine. Sunshine Purple Flower. Maybe Native American. Has emailed in to go. There's not enough actual clearing stones in this podcast anymore. I like it when you're clearing the stones. Less jabbering. More slabbering. Which is good because the stones come in slabs, of course. That was a clever thing for Sunshine to come up with. I imagine just on the spur of the moment. I imagine Sunshine said jabbering and then thought, oh, fuck, I've got to think of something that rhymes with jabbering that is to do with stones. And thought, and then immediately came up with that like a genius would. That's what I'm imagining. I don't think she spent a lot of time sitting back working that out, is what I'm saying. I think that was spontaneous and beautiful for it. So well done. But yeah, look, I'm happy to... do one that's just me clearing stones without commentating. I think we've got to that point, but that is probably 200, episode 200 onwards. You've learnt enough to know just from the sounds. We could try one. Just from the sounds of the stones, you know what's going on. And the fact, again, there's a big portion of the field here that hasn't got crops growing on it. And I'm clearing off a few little bits now into the trees, of course. Oops, watch out, Wolfie, come here. Hi there. There's, come here, darling. Let's go around here. Just pretending we're going a different direction because nearly threw a stone at a middle-aged, an elderly, I would say, actually, couple there who were just behind the trees as I threw that stone. Luckily, the trees caught the stone. They smiled up at me, but I think they were concerned about a man jabbering to himself or throwing stones around. But hopefully, they weren't members of the Stone Stasi. I was taking a look at the stone clearer's handbook that I wrote during lockdown. I'm sure you've all got a copy. I've kind of forgotten about it. It's a very good chapter, I would say, about the FF and why they do what they do and how we can counterbalance them. You know, I think I had sort of sympathy, but I do have sympathy. We're two sides of the same coin. The stone clearers and the FF need each other. They sort of want the same thing, but unfortunately express that by wanting the exact opposite thing. I want stones off the field, they want the stones on the field. I want stone clearers to live and prosper and rule the world. They want stone clearers to be obliterated from the face of the earth. But apart from that, we're two, this, you know, that's sort of the same coin, isn't it? Same coin, different sides. Same coin, different sides. That could be the title of this episode, if I remember it, which I very rarely do by the time I get home. Fame, coin, different fights. Should write it down or something, or record it. If I thought to record it. Haven't really had any breakfast today. That's a bit of a lie-in. It's rare. My wife, I usually give her the lie-in. And there they are, the couple I was talking about, now crossing. Just that little delay screwed them up. They've worked out their chef moves in advance, of course. They can't deviate from their course, which is fair of them. But had I not paused a little bit, bang, I'd have been caught there. It's like a rape maze here, a rapeseed maze. You can't, once you're through, you can't see over the top, so you can't see what's coming. Here comes a pathway. Anything could be here. I can just see the flat cap of the gentleman and the bobble hat of the lady. Presumably, the two of them are partners who make love. Don't know if they wear the hats while they're making love. All I know is I'm not invited along. When will we see where all the fame? Two same fame coin, different fights. We should be pressed up against each other. But no, whenever I suggest it, people look at me like I'm mad. But old people do make love, I imagine. I'm not one, and I don't make love. Oh, there's some kind of farm machinery out on the Phytotion today. It's always exciting. Could mean the crop is about to be harvested. I don't think so. Is it a little early? I don't know when you harvest rapeseed. It looks done to me, but you know, I don't know. I'm not a farmer. I'm a stone clearer. I'm a fnookerist. Maybe it's just spreading some kind of awful pesticide over the plants, which would, of course, grossly affect anyone who happens to walk by. I'm now on the path up the, heading up to the top of the field. Don't always do go this way. This looks like we're going to get a stone pole in today. Just want to check my recording's going. Every time I check, of course, there's a danger that I stop it. Seems to still be going. Full walk today. Then I'll go home, have my breakfast. Probably a tuna stir fry. I know, you may say I'm a dreamer. I might save that for lunch today, just as a little, you know, change the pace of things. Keep life interesting. And there's a stone on my left. I'm clearing, I'll kick that into the bushes. Another stone on the path. I'm kicking that off. You know, I think maybe today's all about stones on the left. If it's stones on the left, it can be left. If it's stones on the right, that's not right. I don't fully subscribe to that. It's a good rule of thumb for the beginner. But you guys are intermediates now. And you have to do better than that. You have to do better than childish nursery rhymes to help you remember. You have to assess each situation. Decide if the left stones can be left or if they must be cleft. No, it doesn't work. Don't cleft them. that makes more stones, that just adds to your problems. Picked up another stone from the left. I'm going to throw it into the singing ringing tree, see if today's the day. That's the one going. I've got another one there. Nice one I picked up. Nice meat, small, large, all sort of size of melted action man legs. Those really, a bit more density. No fairy folk arriving. I can hear the terrible machinery crossing the ocean. Maybe it's there to weed out stone clearers who have stepped out, who have Hasselhoffed. Dangerous thing to do, to Hasselhoff. Illegal, of course, against the laws of the puny humans, the non-stone clearing humans. Yeah, it seems to be spreading some kind of... It's one of those long arms. It's like the Angel of the North. There's a tractor that looks like the Angel of the North. And I think the wings of the Angel of the North are spreading some kind of deadly toxin, probably to kill insects. Oh, they don't mind killing insects today, but if a man tries to move stones, he's insane. Sometimes I just ask you to look. I'm moving stones to the left all here, all the way along here. Stones that maybe have already been cleared. Oh, but here's a couple to the right. The wings are turning, it's heading in a different direction. Have to, of course, the farmer season, there could be in all kinds of shit. So, not just the shit in my pocket. I've got a shit in my pocket. It's turning, going back the other way. It may get me as I cross the field. Has he run over his own crops to do this? It's little roadways as he goes up. It's exciting. Maybe we should get a picture of the Angel of the North tractor. Far away now. Oh, that'll do. That's more than you deserve. So there's a stone to my left. I'm not bereft. I've kicked it a little. What was that weird little beeping sound? Did you? I think it's just an iron bird. It sounded like a metal detector or something. There's a. Oh, that's nice. There's a stone that is very much the size and shape of a cartoon ham. Those come across occasionally. And again, there's a time for a little levity, a little bit of fun. When you see one of those, you can pretend you're eating it if you want. Just for a second, don't let it affect your business. There's a nice medium stone, again on my left, but now it's far on my left. You know, I guess sometimes you might see a stone that's on the left and you think that's Keir Starmer, but I need that stone to be Jeremy Corbyn. Jeremy Corbyn. Oh, they did. I can't remember the tune of that now. Ooh, Jeremy Corbyn. Can't remember. So, you know, think of that as a rule of thumb. None of us want Keir Starmer. We all want Jeremy Corbyn, who did have in his manifestos rights for stone clearers. A lot of it, you know, it wasn't as much. He's not as far left in the stone clearing world as I would like him to be, that only stone clearers should be in government. He doesn't clear any stones himself. He should have been voted in, then immediately resigned, handed over to a proper stone clearer. But he did recognise stone clearers' rights. And a lot of people think that's the reason he didn't win. That and not really getting behind Remain. But anyway, it's a good, it's just a metaphor again, a way to make you think, oh, Jared, there's Keir Starmer. Well, do I want to leave that alone? No, I don't want Keir Starmer. I want Jeremy Corbyn. Just did it then with a nice medium stone. Keir Starmer, Jeremy Corbyn'd it. But then, you know, if there's a, on your right, there's a Theresa May, and that ends up being Keir Starmer, you might think, well, that's good enough. That's close enough. If it's a Boris Johnson, you might think, oh, even if it just becomes a Paddy Ashdown, that'll do. If it's a Jacob Rees-Mogg, you might think, I don't even mind if that's like that bloke who went to Afghanistan and does that podcast now. That's how it works. Oh, and there's another. It's Carla again. Don't know if she's a stone Stasi. She might be coming this way. She's got three dogs. Hi there, you're right. Morning, Wolfie. Come on, Wolfs. Ugh.
Today, Wolfie.
Come on, Wolf. Come on, Wolfie. Come on, darling. Good girl. Three dogs. One of them's been rolling in something. Nice little stone right in the middle of the path here. So there you go. That was sort of just centre. Right of centre. So that might be, the one from Facebook. Everyone liked for a bit and then didn't like you anymore. The Sheffield guy. I can't remember his name. But he's in my hand now. Like I'm Mark Zuckerberg. And I'm going to toss him aside. Which is obviously what will happen to him eventually. What's it? What was his name, Wolfie? The guy, I believe, I agree with Tim. Was it? I agree with... Wasn't Tim. Who's the leader of the Liberal Democrats now, Wolfie? No idea. They all, apart from Paddy Pants Down, there's another one. This one's much more, it's on the path, but again, right of centre. This is a good way. I mean, I might just do this for the remaining 10,000 podcasts, just compare each stone to a politician. There's no, you can't even see. Oh, look, I just said that. Here on the left, there's a little cleft in the rapeseed, and I picked up a couple of my stones there. Small, beautifully formed. Another one just on the left of the path, but we all shown the light. And what I like about this is the political metaphor is they all get thrown on a big heap and don't bother anyone anymore at the end. What was his name? I agree with the Liberal Democrat guy. People at Sheffield didn't like. What was his name? If you know his name, email in. Not Tim Farron, not Paddy Pants Down, Jeremy Thorpe, was it? Oh, I felt like I dropped something there, but I don't know if it is. Okay, my trousers are slightly falling down, by the way. I've got these loose house trousers. Jogging bottoms, they don't really, they were quite expensive. They look quite nice, they feel quite nice, but they never fucking stay up. However tight you pull the drawstring, those are the kind of trousers I like to wear now. And this is a beautiful walk, I should say, it's a beautiful day, sunny day. There's a flight coming into Luton Airport. There's rapeseed flowers on the pathway. It's like I'm getting married to the stones. Quite a cheap wedding. I've got a lot of politicians in my hand. This should be a cartoon in the Times, what I'm doing here. That is how clever what I'm doing is. The Telegraph, even, that's how clever it is. Go. Did that one come up? Yeah, that one's up. That's another small one. I've got a handful of stones to give you. Conservative stones, liberal stones. I agree with... it's that show business, isn't it? One day you're the most famous politician in the land. Everyone loves you. Next day everyone hates you. Next day people can't even remember your stupid fucking name. And here we are at the care in the middle of the field, which... now they've taken all the foliage away. It does look weird, but it's more of a ridge. Like it looks like a volcano has happened here, actually. It's a nice big stone that seems to have rolled. I'll roll that in. We maybe need to fill the centre up there. Sorry, I just got a bit snotty there. Right, we've got to go down this pathway here, Wolves. Shall I let you off the lead? This is really like a maze. Just seen the nice stone there that's close to the centre, but not there yet. Oh, can I get it up? That's what I asked my wife last night. Oh, I can't. I'll come back to it. It's the stone in the stone. It's the stone in the soil that only the true king of England will be able to pull that one up. He won't have dog shit in his pocket, that's my guess. Right, we've got to try and gather five stones for the stone pole here, which might be an ask because... there are some nice little pathways where the lorry's been coming through. Is it not going to come through now? There's one. No, that's the perfect, that's the kind of slingshot that old David and Goliath would have favoured. Ow, I hurt myself there. Trying to pick up a stone that wouldn't come up, a stone in the soil. I like to think I am the King Arthur of stones. No, will go back and get that stone. I've slightly grazed my finger, and that is one of the things that can happen. I'm not wearing gloves today, as would be the way of the Ancient of Days. Two sides of the same coin. No, was that what it was? I can't remember what I said I was going to call the episode. See, if only I'd recorded it. Well, it'll become called whatever it's called, and that is, again, one of the rules of stone clearing. There are no rules to stone clearing. First rule of stone clearing. Second rule, each podcast you make will be called whatever it is called. Don't try and force it. I just heard a dog barking. It's very hard to see if anything's coming here. I might just in a precautionary manner, put my rape-covered dog on a lead. What's that? Some sticky insect or thing has got on my little slug. I think it might be a vegetation rather than... Oh, that's a nice one. Wolf, there we go. We're up to three. That's a good size. I mean, you really want to... It's like when you're reading the size of the text, the size of the stone can make a big difference in the competition. That's a nice size that I can't really miss with. I mean, it's not huge. I don't want to... You know, I'm not going to make out. I'm going up to font 33, but I'm on, that's definitely font 16. There's a guy looking at me as if I'm mad. He's got a dog. It's going to be in the way of the stone clear. Morning. You have to go the other way. Come on, Wolves. Come on, we'll go the other way. There's a dog there looking at us. All perturbed, but also I want to do the stone pole. The guy's just staring and looking at me like he's seen a celebrity or something. Can't believe his eyes. Someone's put lots of feathers up on that, what was his name? The old Barnard Castle guy? On his kayak. Ken, remember that guy? His hat, Dominic Cummings, the Dominic Cummings Memorial post has now got feathers on it, like it's a Native American. But this has given me a chance to walk over to another big patch of field where the rape hasn't grown. There's some dog shit here. I had to pick that one up. And so I now have the five requisite stones. So the stone stars you played in my hands there. I mean, I'd like to show you a picture of that weird... Who would put feathers on the side of the field? That's weird. Maybe next time you come through here. It's been a while since I've come through here, isn't it? The old Dom Cummings Memorial. It's not looking good down there. That cairn is not looking good because I haven't been here very much. Sometimes come up this way when I'm walking my daughter to football and sneakily out of stone. Right, no one's around. Let's go. Number one, dart position. Oh, missed. Was that the one I thought would definitely hit? I think it might have been one. Missed. Hit the wrong pole. 0 out of 2. 1 out of 3. Still hope. 2 out of 4. This is the smallest stone. 3 out of 5. Wow, what a comeback. Had to get my eye in, Wolves. Once I got my eye in, bang. Bangaroony. So, you know, it's been an exciting stone clear. We've seen farm machinery. We've seen dog walker. A man stared at me. I feel like something else happened. Can't even remember what happened. We tried to remember the name of Tim Farrow. Is that his name? No, it's the Tim Farron thinking of again. I agree with Paul. I agree with Nick Clegg. You don't have to email him. Sorry, I've had a few emails in already. I did come up with myself. I just checked my emails. And I don't know how they've done this because, of course, this isn't going out live. But Oak Tree Stone. Good, very apt surname for this podcast. Says it's Nick Clegg, you're thinking of, not Tim Farron. I don't know who the current leader is, though. Can't remember. Is it Ming Campbell? That's from Leaf Grass. No, it's not Ming Campbell. And you don't spell Ming like that either. It's not like Emperor Ming, it's Menzies. So, you know, you're the foolish one now. Tiny, this is the tiniest stone I'm going to clear today. This is the size of an extra man's hand. without the one of the old style ones that didn't grip. Yeah, that's mark the men out from the boys. And you know, obviously no women listen to this. No, that's not true. I'm getting a lot of emails from, again, another one stuck in the middle from 18-year-old girls. Again, I would ask you, please, no, it's not appropriate. I'm nearly 57. I'm old enough to be your older brother. So think about that. Nick Clegg, I agree with Nick Clegg. Yeah, anyway, that was Nick Clegg. Just go back, re-edit yourself, put Nick Clegg in there, and I won't look like Nick Clegg. I knew I'd get there, but a lot of people in the email box there have got that. And we're heading down the slope. It's been it'd be terrible if we hadn't recorded all this, wouldn't it? Whilst it's been so good. Just check, still going, it's all right. No one's going to miss this absolute gold. You know, it's a fear. When I have fears that I may feath to be, seef to be, I worry that, you know, some of this magic will be lost. And there's so much today. I mean, I'm the first to admit that occasionally stunker can get a little repetitive. I can sometimes really hammer home the same points about what you have to do when you're stone clearing. But today we've learnt a lot of stuff. And I think I've probably really helped you in your quest. Picked up, this is like if an action man had a penis and it was, you know, very disproportionate to the size of his body, like a real Coke can, but probably more like a beer barrel. You know, imagine an action man with a short, stubby, beer barrel-sized cock that sort of type slightly tapers off at the end. That is what's going into the ditch to stop Brexit. With a few other of its friends, I've just picked up quite a nice big one that's got a shape like a boomerang on it, but it's not boomerang shape, but the colour of the flint makes a nice little boomerang within the stone. I know a lot of you like to think about the stones and try and picture them. Lucky you. I can't picture things like that in my head. I'm trying to picture it now. I can sort of get an idea of what I'm talking about, but it won't stick. And just coming to the Alpha and Omega, feel guilty about my slight cheat on the way in and also my rudeness to the gods. They didn't punish me as far as I know. So looking for something a little bit more satisfying for them on the way back. I've got one, again, beer barrel cock. There's a bit of wood there, then that will have teased them. But man-made wood. Well, not made, but crafted. Is this literally what I'm going to give? This is a slight insult to the Alpha and Omega gods, but you can't force it. You can't force these things. We've seen quite a lot of your emails today. Here we go. On it goes, bang. That was Judd. Just let that one fall so you could hear it, so you'd get an idea of what the silent podcast would be like. We're heading down Duckett's Passage. Look it up. It's not on any maps. Going back to the real world, and as we head back to the real world, let's just have a look at a few more of your emails. We've had a lot today. Just trying to see a good one. Weedy Holly Bud. Weedy Holly Bud. I mean, no, that might be a nickname, but I don't think you should ever refer to yourself as Weedy. Weedy Holly Bud. I think, like Holly's in it, I think it's probably Holly. I think Weedy's a nickname, that wouldn't make sense, doesn't it? Has been in touch to say we're very much heading into spring, or spring, as I believe your people call it. Thank you, Weedy Holly. Please carry on stone. Come here. Please carry on stone clearing. Please never ever stop, even if you're dead. But as we head into summer, or FAMA, as I believe your people call it. Do you have any advice on clothing to wear and what's fashionable this year on the stone clearing? Well, Weedy, I didn't want to call you Weedy, but now I feel like I have to call you Weedy. No stone clearer cares about stuff like fashion, or faffin, as we actually call it. We're anti-faffin. And we just, ideally naked Holly. You should be a naked Weedy Holly. But I understand in the modern world that can be seen as a provocative way to behave. So just a sack, if you can wear a sackcloth, maybe hopefully it rubs against your skin, like your tonsillectomy, and reminds you of the sacrifice made by our Lord Jesus Christ and the many stone clearers that came before us. For is however much that fat cloth doth hurt thee, consider how much more was the suffering of the throne clearers on the cross. Anyway, oh, I've got that dog shit in my pocket. Let's put it in the bin. Good job I remembered that. No one emailed in to remind me of that, did they? All fucking over the Nick Clegg. Yucky yuck. That's going to be in the bin for 2 weeks. An empty bin with some dog shit at the bottom. Right. I'm definitely going to wash my hands. Always wash your hands. There are no rules to stone clearing. That's the first rule of cleansing. Second rule, please wash your hands carefully after every return clear. I was actually sick this week. I think it might have been from my metal detecting in the garden. I think I was rushed inside. I think I didn't wash my hands quickly enough and thoroughly enough. And I think that made me sick. And I don't care about the health implications really, but if it stops, you know, sickness can stop you getting out there and stone clearing. So what you can do now is a man washing his hands very carefully. All right, I love you all. Take care from me and all the stones. Enjoy your stone clearings. Hello, flag hags. Goodbye, flag hags. And we'll be back soon with more stone clearing with Rich Town the dog and Wolfie the human. Goodbye.
Listen to the stones, my friend, and they've a halving ye a merry dance. Don't listen to the birds and trees, don't listen to your underpants. Listen to the stones, listen to the stones, and they in turn shall listen to ye, my friend. My fine friend.
The Dome Clearing with Richard Herring starred me, Richard Herring, and Wolfie the Dog, plus Carla the Dog Walker, the man in the flat cap, the lady with the bobble hat, the man just staring at me from a distance, and lots of other people too. The music is by Mike Coffgrave, the voice of the tones is Michael Fahey.
Listen to my friend, and they shall sing ye a merry dance. Don't listen to the birds and trees, don't listen to your underhand. Listen to the stones, listen.